From the outside, the Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle has been likened to a smashed electric guitar, a tribute to legendary rock guitarist Jimi Hendrix. The nonprofit museum, founded in 2000 by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, is dedicated to all things pop culture, from fantasy and horror movies to comic books and video games. The museum's motto is to explore and support creative works that shape and inspire our lives. Among those works, comic books. An exhibition called Marvel, Universe of Superheroes, is dedicated to the history of comic books and a man who, among others, turned ideas and thoughts into sketches and fun cartoons on paper. Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee, who died at the age of 95 on November 12th.
I think without question, though, for many of the people who come to the exhibition, Spider-Man is tops. Spider-Man's kind of a special superhero because he's got to deal with his family, and he's much more relatable, especially for young readers who have their own problems living a teenager's life. He's a little less serious, so he's always making jokes and quips, and he's teasing the villains even as he's fighting them. So he's a very accessible guy.
Based on the same principle, relatability and approachability, another comic book character, Miss Marvel, was created, though she didn't meet the readers until 2016.
So Ms. Marvel is a 16-year-old Pakistani-American. She's a teenager, sort of like Spider-Man. She's trying to balance her home life with her secret identity as a superhero. But the comic also draws in how she has to deal with how she's perceived as a Muslim American and how she's sort of fighting against certain stereotypes.
Brooks Peck admits that picking showpieces for the exhibition was no easy task.
So although this is the largest exhibition we've ever done, it's about 3,000 square meters, still, Marvel, 80 years, there are literally thousands of superheroes in the Marvel pantheon. So it's not like we could tell every one of those stories. We had to be a little selective, pick and choose, talk about some of the classics, also make room for some of the newcomers and some of the interesting stories that have happened in the 21st century. We know we can't cover it all, but we want to give people a taste, get them into it, and then send them out to explore more Marvel.
And though these hand-drawn characters may be made up, their influence on everyday life and stories about real-life issues continue to attract fans around the world. For Natasha Moskovaya in Seattle, Washington, I'm Anna Rice. VOA News.